You're listening to SBS News.
The world's largest economy is in a state of financial and political instability, with the likelihood of a recession nudged over from possible to probable. As the United States heads to midterm elections, voters are looking for the party that will help ease the cost of living for American households. President Joe Biden says the importance of this election cannot be understated.
This is, I think, the most important off-year election that we've had since Roosevelt's time. I mean that sincerely, because so much is at stake. If we are able to keep the House and keep the Senate, we can continue to do the things we've been doing, which are really going to change the country. We're at a real inflection point in this country.
The midterm elections are for Congress, which is made up of two parts, the House of Representatives and the Senate. These votes are held every 2 years, and when they fall in the middle of the president's 4-year term of office, they're called the midterms. President Joe Biden's Democratic Party has held the majority in both the House and the Senate since his induction into office, but they only hold that power over the Republicans by a slim majority. Former President Donald Trump is pushing for a Conservative Party win.
If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, our good old American dream, and we were talking about it a lot just 2 years ago, then you have to vote Republican up and down the line.
Recent polls show that many American voters from right across the political spectrum are anxious about the country's flailing economy. Biden's presidential term has been marred by the economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has taken inflation levels to its highest point since the 1970s and 80s. It's left Americans with higher food costs and energy bills, as well as rising interest rates. While approval rates for the current president remain low, Navin Nayak, a counsellor at the Centre for American Progress, says this does not mean the midterms are decided.
I think what's really amazing about this midterm election is that we actually don't know. Midterms have been pretty easy to predict for really the last 100 years in this country, which is when one party has the White House and they have Congress, it's a pretty terrible midterm for them. And the reality is, right now, this midterm is a jump ball. And that's an unprecedented terrain for us in my lifetime, for sure.
The party that wins the presidential election often gives up seats in the following congressional elections. U.S. political analysts say Republicans stand a strong chance of taking control of the House, only needing to gain 4 seats to assume the majority. Meanwhile, Democrats have more hope of retaining a majority in the Senate. But a Republican House would be enough to bring Biden's legislative agenda to a halt. Meanwhile, the legacy of the January 21 Capitol Hill riots are also looming large over these elections. Dr. Nadia Brown, a professor of government at Georgetown University, is one of many US analysts who fear that even the foundations of American democracy may be vulnerable.
Americans are extremely more polarized, and polling continuously shows that. Our population gets news from vastly different sources. We don't agree on what the facts are. There is a demonization of political elites and people that hold different policy preferences than you. The use of violence as an acceptable form of political engagement is very, very scary. And so the health of our democracy is on the line.
One of the most polarizing policy areas in the US is abortion rights. The Supreme Court's decision earlier this year to overturn the constitutional abortion protections of Roe v. Wade has changed the trajectory of the midterms. Emily Etkins, Vice President and Director of Polling at the Cato Institute, says unrest over the court decision may have erased Republicans' edge in voter enthusiasm.
So people who are upset about the overturning of Roe v. Wade are a lot more passionate about this issue than the people who are happy about Roe v. Wade. So the extent to which Republicans are associating themselves with abortion laws and things like that, it doesn't seem like it would be a huge advantage to them going into the midterms.
President Biden has announced that he will enshrine Roe v. Wade into law if his party maintains power in both houses, codifying women's rights to an abortion nationwide. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader of the House, has previously said that his party would ban abortion across the country if they took control of the House, which Biden says must not happen.
The only sure way to stop these extremist laws,
that are put in jeopardy women's health and rights is for Congress to pass a law. And I've said before, the court got Roe right nearly 50 years ago, and I believe Congress should codify Roe once and for all. Right now, we're short a handful of votes. If you care about the right to choose, then you got to vote.
Ms. Etkins says the overturning of Roe v. Wade has amplified voter fears of diminishing freedoms.
Looking at some polls, both Republicans and Democrats, almost 7 in 10, say that if the other party wins this election, that they will have fewer rights and freedoms. And that's, I think, what causes people to get so divisive. They feel threatened. They feel fearful.
American voters will head to the polls for the midterm elections on November 8th. Brooke Young, SBS News.